Good morning. We are continuing with our conversation of the saying of Amen Yeheshme Rabbah. Up until where should we say? So yesterday we saw the opinion, that's the first opinion, that you say seven words and that's it. Amen doesn't count. So Yeheshme Rabbah Mevorach Lolam Ulolmei Omaya, and that is it. Do not continue saying Yisbarach. Seven words, 28 letters, and that's it. Today, we're going to see a second opinion on this. The Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Mahari Abuav, Sheyesh Omrim, Shetzarech La'anos Bekadish Esrim Vishmone Tevos. There's an opinion the Mahari Abuav brings that there is an opinion that you should say not 28 letters, which is the seven words of Yeheshme Rabbah Mevorach, but rather 28 words. And why 28 words? Because this fulfills the pasuk that says, Koach Ma'asav Higid Le'amo, with the strength of his actions, he told to Klal Yisrael, so Koach is 28. So to reflect the pasuk, we need to say 28 words, not 28 letters. And in fact, from Amen Yeheshme Rabbah all the way up till Da'amiram Be'alma, and that's including Da'amiram Be'alma, that is indeed 28 words. Words. And he continues as follows in the Beis Yosef that he found in the Siddur that includes Divrei HaGaonim, opinions of the Gaonim, that somebody who wants to say the Kaddish up until Omaya, that means the seven words, Yeheshme Rabbah Lelam Olomei Omaya, that's fine. You can say just the seven words, but if you add on the word Yisparach after Omaya, you have to continue going for 28 words. So you have to go all the way up to Da'amiran Be'oma, and the Beis Yosef explains that do not say V'imru Amen afterwards. The whole concept of the Imru Amen is the Chazan is making an announcement that everyone here who is saying the full 28 words, saying the Kaddish up until Da'amiran Be'oma, you should say Amen together with the Tzibur. That means don't say Amen after your own Yeheshme Rabbah Barach Lolama Yisbarach V'yishtabach up until Da'amiran Be'alma. If you're saying all 28 letters, it's all set 28 words, don't say Amen after you say it, but wait to say Amen until the entire Tzibur says Amen together. So the saying of V'imru Amen is only by the Chazan because it's an announcement to everyone that we're going to say Amen together. So the Beis Yosef now gives his own opinion because he's brought the view, is it seven words? Is it 28 words? So the Beis Yosef now says it's a machlokes, how much should be said, and accordingly he says it depends. This is his apparent psak in the Beis Yosef, at least we'll have to see tomorrow what the psak is in the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Beis Yosef he says that if somebody is in the middle of saying the Kriyat Shema, or if somebody is saying the brachos of the Kriyat Shema and he hears Kaddish, accordingly, he should only say the minimum amount. He should only say the seven words of Yeheshme Rabbah because maybe the rest of it is a hefsek and he shouldn't be adding anything extraneous to what he's responding to because he's in the middle of the Birkas Kriyat Shema. So accordingly, say the minimum, say only the seven words. But in other normal situations, when you're simply responding to the Kaddish and you're not in the middle of the Birkas Kriyat Shema, you're not in the middle of the Kriyat Shema, says the Beis Yosef, indeed, you should say the full 28 words all the way up till including Da'amiran Be'olma. And then after the Chazan says V'imru, everyone says Amen together. So apparently, the Beis Yosef seems to be saying that we should paskin like this second opinion. The default is that you say all the way up to Da'amiran Be'alma under normal circumstances. So that is where we are today. We've gone through two of the opinions. The first opinion, seven words, Amen Yeheshme, but don't say Yisbarach. The second opinion is you start with Amen Yeheshme and go all the way up to Da'amiran Be'alma. And Mir Tashem, tomorrow we will see the third of three opinions. Have a wonderful day.